every 4 hours.
You take pills every 4 hours?
I'm true, I don't have any more.
Can't you just telephone them and get a prescription?
I would have to tell them what hurt me, and they don't have the same doctor every time you go. It's always a different doctor.
What were you saying? The nicer way of saying God? Say someone was gonna
pass. She passed away.
Any joking ways of saying God?
No, that I know of.
Nobody knows yet what he... Nobody's figured out yet what he died.
What he died of?
At a place where people are buried.
Graveyard.
Okay. Any other names for that?
Cemetery.
What do they call those things up off the ground that people are buried in?
Tomb.
Okay. Anything else? What do you call the real big ones?
Mm-mm.
What they set the body in is the...
casket.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Coffin.
And when someone dies, you carry the body to the...
cemetery.
Or before that?
Church.
Or before that, to prepare it.
Undertaker.
Okay. What do you call the person in charge of that?
I would call him the undertaker.
Okay. And you say when he died, everybody went to the...
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in... At a funeral, the people dressed in black would say that they're in...
mourning.
On the way to the funeral, what do you call the car that takes the body?
Limousine.
And if, sometimes in a house they'll have one room is closed in. I mean, it's part of the house, but it's got maybe just all screens, you know, or a lot of windows. You call that a...
closed-in porch.
Okay. What do you call the room in the house where you watch television and...
living room.
Okay. Anything else besides the living room?
A parlor.
And what do you call a room that's got a toilet and a sink in it, but it doesn't have a bath or a shower?
Bathroom.
Okay. And what do you call a house that's got, say, three rooms or so, one of them right behind the other one? So you can stand in the front of the house and look out the back door.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? There's some houses like that around here. They're kind of narrow. You know, one room was built right behind the other. Do you ever hear of a shotgun house?
No.
What about a house that's got two separate parts to it, connected by sort of an open hall?
I don't know the name.
And what would you call a house that's got a long entry hall that opens at an angle, at a 90 degree angle, opens into a big room?
A double house.
Okay. What do you mean a double house?